get this, a dating site for anti-vaxxers called Unjected.
Unjected has been removed from the Apple App Store.
It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
Frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo.
Rest in peace, Wheezy.
The Unjected Show with your hosts, Shelby Thompson, Scott Armstrong, and Zach Brown. The Unjected Show is intended for an adult audience and may contain explicit material. User discretion is advised.
Aloha.
What's going on, Shelby?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Look at your new background. Is that it?
I got
is that a vegan bat in the is that what that is? Is that
this is my what do you call it?
Holy shit. It's
purge
like
stick.
Real.
Purge stick. It's the purge stick. I had a customer give me a wooden baseball bat. Like, hey, do you want this? And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was doing a job the other day. We were installing some fence, and they'd put in we were taking out a bunch of barbed wire. And I was like,
oh, man. That is scary. That's the real deal right there. That's
we're not messing around. Yeah, I don't know. So I just moved into my new place, and there's a temporary setup right here. I still have all my boxes like in the room where I want to set up the studio. But see, there's just a couple random items I grabbed. Of course, everyone's going to appreciate this.
Vaccinate this.
With the middle finger. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway. That, you know what, your bat is going to come in handy when shit hits the fan.
I know, dude. I know, everyone. Yep. So anyway,
glad to be back this week. I know. Yep. We took a little break. We had some, everybody's been going through the healing motions, just like we're missing Zach this evening, but yep. Everybody's on the mend, and we're keeping healthy, we're staying strong because we're unvaccinated, obviously.
Exactly.
We have intact immune systems, so we're all going to be just fine.
Yep, we're the healthiest ones out there. So, cool. Well, I'm very excited for this episode. This is some mind-blowing information, but we have some stuff to take care of right at the top here. So, Shelby, tell us about your little meetup here.
You guys, yeah. Okay, ask and you shall receive. So, I've been, of course, we've had our Unjected members that are starting to throw. Mixers all over. We've actually got a mixer coming up in Alberta again. So this is going to be, that's going to be our second Canada mixer. And of course there's a few that are popping up other places, New York, New Jersey. We've got one in LA that's going to be starting. So with all of that excitement, we had to throw a Maui mixer because Unjected was literally born here on Maui, and hello, we got to celebrate. So May 27th is actually Unjected's third birthday. And just coincidentally, it also happens to be my birthday. But we're mostly there to celebrate Unjected. So we're going to be doing it at the Kihei Cove Park, which anybody who's local around here knows exactly where to go. Down by the ocean, going to be there from 12 to sunset. I've got like a giant bounce house water slide for kids or adults, obviously, and we're gonna have potluck and BYOB and just like a whole little shindig, music, fun, singles or community, whatever you want to do, just come by Unjected Humans and come say hello and come hang out with us. It's gonna be a total blast.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm working on getting one going here in Nashville, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I tried to reach out to this venue and I haven't heard back yet, so I might just be at the park.
It's almost summer. You just do it at the park.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'll try to do one that coincides with this one and we'll just do the deal.
Do it.
Yep. That sounds
Everybody, we should have Unjected birthday parties everywhere.
Yep, exactly. So, all right, guys, everybody out there, the weekend of May 27th, get an Unjected meetup going. We'll have a worldwide Unjected gathering.
Yes.
That'll be awesome. So yes, call to action. That. Call to action to everybody out there watching, listening. It's your opportunity to make it happen. So
before we end on that note, I know we're gonna let in our guest. Anybody who needs help with a flyer or promoting their mixer, just reach out to us. I'm so happy to put it on social media, post it out, put it in our email list. I'm happy to help make a flyer if you need any and all of the above. So if you need some help with the event planning, just reach out.
Cool. Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, definitely. All right. So our guest tonight, she reached out to us and said that she has some amazing information regarding like some of the blood. So first of all, some a blood analysis of vaxxed individuals, and then a detox protocol. So, you know, we're in the business of helping humanity in every way possible. You know, yes. So we know so many people that were afflicted by these injections. Yep. And so what we want to do is we want to be able to help them, I guess. Right. So Lisa Schermerhorn, who's a very accomplished author and speaker and healer of so many modalities. And I'm just like grateful to have you here. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I was telling before we went on air, I was saying I joined when I first heard about you guys online, and I was like, wow, this, you know, being single at my age is hard enough, yet, you know, when the criteria keeps getting narrower and narrower.
You have high standards. That's all that, that's all that it is.
Well, you came to the right place. I mean, Unjected is like, that's the gathering of people who kind of think outside the box, kind of in the woo-woo category, some people would consider it. And I mean, that's who our members are, you know. Unjected is so much more than just not taking a shot. It's just a way of life. It's an attitude. Right. It's about critical thinking and freedom. Culture. Yes. Yes. It's a whole culture. You know,
well, hopefully any Unjected men that are tuning in tonight are going to just be so blown away, of course, by all this information that you're bringing. They're going to just be emailing us like, how do we get a hold of Lisa? So everyone listening, we have a most eligible bachelorette as well as a healer. So just as side note.
There you go. And where are you located, Lisa?
I'm actually in Vermont.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I grew up in New Jersey and I've been working my way north. So, but I've lived all over New England and it's beautiful here. It's cold. We just finished our snow.
Wow.
You're in May. Oh,
jeez. Yeah. We've had a bunch of 80 degree days. It feels like Maui out here in Nashville the last few days.
Nice. Wow. Yeah,
I got sunburned today working outside. So I'm feeling pretty good. Nice. So, all right. So Lisa, you reached out to us. Well, first of all, let's do this. Let's tell us a bit about your background. Yeah. You sound like you're extremely accomplished. So tell us about kind of all of your different practices that you do. And then of course, like how you kind of got involved with this whole vaxxed blood fiasco. Right.
So I go back to when I was in kindergarten, I had undiagnosed learning disabilities. So when I was in kindergarten, everyone was reading and doing their letters and numbers, and I couldn't. And I spent every summer of my life in summer school thinking I was stupid. Oh. And so I had very low self-esteem. I struggled growing up, barely getting through school. I did go on to college, but my self-esteem was very low. I got married, had kids. And then by the time I was 38, I was suicidal. And I just didn't want to be here anymore. I had a mental breakdown and I was going to therapists 2 to 3 times a week and no one was helping me. Mm-hmm. And then someone suggested a hypnotist and I was like, don't make me quack like a duck. I was like, that's a thing. And because I always thought of the stage hypnotist. So I went to her and she changed my life. Mm-hmm. And what happens is with hypnosis is it takes you to the root cause of your issue, your higher self. Has the answers to everything. Yep. So she was bringing me back to these events and releasing them. And so it changed my life so much that I went on to study everything that she did. So I went on to become a Reiki master. I got my master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, also known as NLP. So I've been doing hypnotherapy for 25 years. I studied energy medicine. I've studied shamanism. I've been in the jungles with indigenous people. I studied in a mystery school in Italy called Domincure. And so I just really threw myself into this work. And I consider myself kind of a bridge between the spiritual world and laymen. Like, I love working with people who are new at this. Mm. And So what happened is a couple of years ago, I ended up writing a book called "In Every Belief Is a Lie." And if you look at the word belief, lie is in the middle of it. Oh, I don't know if we can. It's Yeah. So it's "In Every Belief Is a Lie." So if you look at the word belief, lie is in the middle of it. So I wrote about how we are programmed. And we are programmed by everything. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Hello. And that's actually me in the on the cover. Yeah, when you cross your fingers and you lied as a child, then you, you know, said that way it didn't.
Right. I was crossing my fingers.
So that's where it came from. But yeah, so what happened was when COVID started, it was weird. As soon as I heard the word COVID, I'm like, no, that's not a thing. It was like this knowing that I had. And they started doing, and Vermont, Bernie Sanders, it's very progressive. It was the first state to go for Hillary Clinton. There's so much corruption here. And I met this fellow, Kevin Hoyt. Kevin was trying to run for governor in the state of Vermont, and not one media outlet would interview him because he was exposing corruption. And he was putting all these lawsuits out, and he found like matching EIN numbers with judges and nonprofit organizations. They were funneling so you can follow him on the Grassroots Warrior Network. I was blown away by this man, and he introduced me to Lewis Herms, who was doing the Truth Tour. And I ended up speaking with them, with all these amazing people, and got connected to them. He got me on the Michael Jaco show, for people who know him. And Dr. Christian Northrup endorsed my book. So all of these things started happening. And I got involved with all of this standing up. And there's not a lot of us in Vermont. It's a very progressive state. So it was a very lonely place to be for a while. Mm-hmm. And I was with a friend of mine, Brad Wozni, who has the Sovereign Soul show. And he called me last minute. He said, one of my guests just canceled. Would you be willing to be on my show as a last minute guest? I said, of course. He had these women called the Venus Twins from Australia, who channeled a healing from the Andromedan Council of Nine, also known as the Zenes, and Jesus. And it took them a year to put this program together. And while I'm on the show, I'm like, I need to learn this.
That's how I feel right now listening to you.
You can. They're looking for this is relatively new. And so what happens is the dark field. So I started doing the healings, but I didn't have any scientific proof, right? So everyone is doing this, and I'm looking around. I called a friend of mine who's a functional medicine doctor, and I said, someone told me about this dark field microscopy. You can see your live blood. And she goes, oh no, we can't do that here. I said, what? She said, oh, it's illegal here in the state. You can't look at your own live blood in the state of Vermont.
I actually don't even understand. Why would that be? One, why is it illegal? But then two, like, what are they hiding? And
exactly.
What other states make it illegal? Now I'm so curious. Like, is
there's
that
why a lot
it's hard to find this type of like work?
Yeah. And the whole province of Quebec, my understanding, it's also illegal.
That's so insane. I don't
you
even
can't look at your blood under a microscope, because you know what? Us normal people would start seeing anomalies.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I got hold of a friend of mine. Now this is really interesting. She's a walking angel, my friend, and she said to me, look, she was awake. She had two daughters. Both of them separate times were in the hospital, and they wouldn't let her in the hospital unless she was vaccinated. One of her daughters was giving birth, and she had promised her daughter she would be there in the labor delivery and help her give birth to her child. And she said, I love you that much. I'll do this for you. Wow. So she vaccinated. She said she got the J&J. And then her other daughter has MS and was in the hospital very, very sick. So she, in order to get in to be with her daughter, she had to get a booster. So she had to deal with that, but she's also very aware and very spiritual and knows a lot of techniques to detox. So she did the pine needle tea. She sat on a beamer for people who don't know what a beamer, it's a special scalar wave type of frequency that helps you heal. She used the life wave patches that also reverse a lot of the damage. So when you look at her blood work, so she offered to go get a live blood done. Her blood, there's no graphene oxide and no spike proteins. And even in that, you'll be able to see her blood, you'll see they're stacked on top of each other. Now, the way we did this, this is so not scientific. She literally called me on FaceTime. Yeah. And she's like, here we are. Here's my blood. And I'm literally taking screenshots off my phone. So I said, next time I'll be more prepared because I was overwhelmed. I didn't know what I was looking at because I don't really have any science background. But I don't know if you want to share these photos now.
Yeah, so we've got some photos here. So tell us about, so this guy right here, what are we looking at right
Okay, here? So that's before. If you can see how clumped and clustered they are, and they're on top of each other, and you'll also see some of them are misshapen. There should be round. So these are red blood cells. So that's a close-up.
You can see like right here how it's kind of like a teardrop shaped almost.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So what she did was she did... She went in, she got the blood work done. She did this. And then she went home and I did the healing on her. So something else I want to show you before you move on. See the yellow color in there?
Yeah.
Now this is only my, my idea on this. For those of you who know Dr. Carrie Madej, she was very outspoken. So I watched a video and she did with Michael Jaco, where she talked about the tetanus shot and how they've actually put mRNA in the tetanus shot. And she's also talked about in these, in the vaccines, they put a molecule called luciferase in it. Okay. It's patented. So we don't know what luciferase is, but what I will tell you is, that is their own light. So you see it's yellow. There's a yellow glow that's coming out of it. We have our own light. Other energy healers and those people who are listening, people who I know who do energy work, you have chakras. You have seven major chakras and you are directly connected to source. My understanding from a spiritual standpoint that people who are vaccinated are also getting disconnected from their energy field, their chakra, and source.
Yeah.
And that is how they get controlled, okay? And they're getting controlled to the luciferase, which is this light, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I can't personally prove that, okay? I'm just telling you from what I've heard and what I've seen, because you'll see the next slide, which is the after, there's no yellow.
Yeah, it's diminished. And then also, if you look at the two side by side in comparison, let me zoom that back out. You see how it's just all one big giant clump. There's like not little sections of joined little cells. Whereas here you can see they're kind of like kind of clustered like two at a time, maybe three at a time. And Shelby, no, you're good. That's so weird because
That was so weird.
Did it just blip out on you?
I just sent you a picture. It took out all of us and just like turned us into circles. I'm like, you know what? Is StreamYard getting corrupted by the day?
Well, let me just tell you something. I just did a show with Kevin Hoyt for the Grassroots Warrior Network. And as soon as I started talking about this, it cut out the exact same time.
Yeah,
the same time. Wow. Yeah,
I'm 100% convinced. Hey, this is true. What Carrie Madej was saying, they literally tried to take her down in a plane.
Yeah, they tried to.
So, I am not shocked that they would take down our live stream. Like that, you guys, listen up. This is the truth. Yo, right here.
Look at the difference.
Yeah, you can see the difference that this looks a lot. This, you know, the misshapen, irregular just odd shapes and just large, like tight clusters. Whereas this, they look a lot more just organic. They look round. Right. They look healthy. Normal. The light, right. that kind of luminescence has been diminished. They look like natural organized patterns. Like they're still in like groups. They're still kind of clumped together, but it's not this misshapen, just globule of just irregular shaped nonsense. This looks like a lot more structured. The after one looks a lot more structured, and it looks a lot more intact and healthy. Like this to me looks like, I'm not a scientist, I'm not like a phlebotomist, I don't know what it should look like, but to me, just looking at this, like this to me looks healthier than this one. This looks some sort of toxic something.
So that's another. 10 days after.
Okay.
So when I do the healing, there's a 10-day detox protocol. So what happens is some people and then there's the dried blood.
If you want to do that, let's do that now.
Yeah, so, we can do that.
So then
I'm taking a picture.
This is exactly what happened at the exact same time.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, she's frozen. I'm sure she'll be back in just a second.
Be back. Yeah. So this is the dried blood beforehand.
Okay. And then.
And that's after.
Okay. Again, just looks a lot healthier. And I've seen also different images of like blood taken from, it was a while back. I'd have to go back in my archives to find the actual photos or whatnot, but it's basically like a sack. Like blood had been drawn like in a little bag, and like you have the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and the vaccinated blood, like after like 10 minutes, turns like a brownish color. It's like really weird. So the discoloration again is like something that happens. And I'm going to say, like, before I started the show, like my computer is also glitching out. And so if I disappear, I'll be right back. So I don't know what's going on. Like, just hang tight, everybody. Oh, there's Shelby. Shelby's back. But yeah, which is weird because my computer is glitching out too. Shelby, both of our computers can be glitching out. But no.
We're so sorry, but this is crazy.
No, this is exactly. I could send you the video I just did the other day with Kevin. The same thing happened. It literally stopped our recording. We had to go back.
Maybe this is the government. So what's happening with my computer?
This is the government.
It could be like what's happening with my computer is like I have a MacBook, like a 2022 MacBook, and at the touch bar, I don't know if you're familiar, but it's got a little touch bar at the top that you have like little buttons that you can press, and it's just wigging out. It's just like it's acting like I'm pressing all these buttons and it's just doing this thing. Now, I did spill water on my laptop a few weeks ago, and I've been dealing with issues related to that. Like it no longer works unless it's plugged in. This is a new issue. This just started happening yesterday. This issue with the touchpad.
Yeah. I've like spilled 3 weeks. No water on mine, and I'm having the same thing. I think our internet.
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes.
She's getting hijacked. She's on Maui too, like the epicenter of direct energy weaponry warfare. Yeah. They're blasting her with. I'll give her some dignity and remove her when she's frozen. Yeah. Although she rarely has funny looks on her face when she freezes. It's usually, you know, presentable. Oh, there she is. Okay, she's back. Like, you know, there's nothing worse than getting, like, frozen in time and you're like,
Oh, my God, she's frozen again. Oh, there you go. You're back.
Yeah.
I'm stupid now. Okay, let's get through the juice before I go again.
I know, but you can't make this stuff up. So you just saw the after. Now, what I will tell you is when I work with people, some people go through a detox where they're going to feel they might get a headache. They might have flu-like symptoms. I had one client who had very bad diarrhea. But you got to get this stuff out of your system. You got to drink a lot and let this come. Some people feel nothing. Everyone's different because some people also got, you know, placebos or whatever. But here's the key to this healing. You also must believe in God because I'm not doing this, right? Mm. I'm channeling guides. I'm channeling the Andromedan Council of Nine. I got connected to them. And I will tell you, in doing this training, it changed me. And I'm so deep, much, I mean, I've been doing this work for 25 years, and I will say, Jesus shows up in my healings, and he always goes to the heart. Now, I had a healing that I did where I literally saw this giant black scarab energetically in my third eye come out of this person's heart.
Wow.
And then transform to an alien face and then left. My other friend, Eden Cause, who was also trained in it, she said twice the room is filled up with demons, leaving people as she's doing the healings. So
I believe fully.
So frustrating. So frustrating. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm with, oh, there she is. Oh, there she is. Shelby, you can try to turn, I mean, I don't know, Lisa. Like sometimes turning off the camera sometimes helps with the internet connection, but I don't know. I mean, it sounds like we're just under attack right now, everybody.
Frozen. Yeah.
We're under demonic attack. The demons, the Pfizer demons are in the machine as we speak.
Yeah.
Yep. You know that they have like somebody on their assembly line at the Pfizer and Moderna plant that are just like, as the tubes of vaccines are going down the assembly line, there's somebody just sitting there just putting demonic energy into each one as they roll on by.
Yeah, well, I wonder how many of the employees actually took the vaccine.
Yeah, you remember that whole controversy about Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer?
He had the saline.
He hadn't taken the vaccine. And they're like, well, what's wrong? Why didn't you take the vaccine? He was like, because it has to go to the black people first. It has to go to the minorities first. It's like, yeah, we know what you're up to with that one. We know about your little scheme with that. It's like,
No, it's insane. I mean, I was just saying to a friend, if someone told me that the world was going to look like this and that I was going to be doing what I'm doing now 4 or 5 years ago, exactly, I would have laughed at them.
Exactly.
Like, I would have said that's a sci-fi horror film that I would have said was too far-fetched and could never happen.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing though, that the New World Order does this crazy thing? Like, I was working an office job. I was a counselor, you know, working in like a clinical setting before all of this. And now all of a sudden, like, we're podcasting and starting websites to, like, you know, preserve the genetic integrity of the human race. Like, what? Like, how is that even a thing? And then, of course, you're leading the charge and healing people and healing, like, isn't it crazy? I mean, it's just unbelievable that we found where we're at in this position in life. It's mind blowing.
I'm back.
She's back.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I wonder if this is going to be a regular thing for me. So I need to come with a warning.
Something, a disclaimer, be like, you know,
disclaimer.
The demons follow me apparently. Gosh. Well, what can you tell us about this healing modality? Like, what can people expect from something like this?
Well, here's the thing. As I said, it's important that they believe that God performs miracles, right? Mm-hmm. That God, because I'm not doing anything. I'm just channeling the information, you know, and the healing to them. Now, they need to sign a disclaimer that they know that I can't guarantee that any physical ailments that have happened to them are going to be healed, because maybe there's a lesson that they needed to know around it. But what I will say is they need to have a belief in God. It's interesting because I was raised Jewish, so I was not raised with Jesus, but I work with Jesus in my healings. He shows up and he does this work. But what I will say is also it's unconditional love. It's the energy, the Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
So I will read to you if you want. This is what the blood tech said about the live blood analysis. Okay. So her original analysis showed mild to moderate level of cellular dehydration and some suboptimal pH levels and the compression of her cells against one another. Her cells were mildly stuck together, which is a sign of acidity, and also inhibit cells from absorbing proper nutrition. Candida and yeast was also present at the original test. There was a proper balance of white to red blood cell ratio. Lymphatic congestion was also noted. So on the retest, her analysis showed improved cellular hydration, alkalinity, cells glide off each other and easier as opposed to sticking together. And her cells were less compressed and had a proper round shape. Yeast and candida were not present in the retest. The lymphatic system showed a notable improvement, which indicates her body is processing cellular waste in a more efficient manner. So for people who have a science background, just to give, you know, if people need that. But I have someone coming up who I'm going to be working with. He got one vaccine and three boosters. He's now exhibiting signs of MS. He's collapsed on the floor for 11 hours, was so weak he couldn't move. Wow. So I'm because I haven't seen any, this was the first one that I did. So I haven't seen anyone that has spike proteins and graphene oxide. That'll be interesting to see the before and after of that. So the work that I have so far is all anecdotal of people feeling differently. Like one client, when I was working on someone, she'd complain that she her chest always felt tight. Oh my God, she saw Rosen again.
Yeah, she texted me there. She's got a notification from her internet provider saying that she has an outage. So Shelby, if you can hear me, what you can do is you can like the StreamYard, just pull up StreamYard on your phone and you can just like, you know, Renegade style, just. Yeah. So I texted her that too. So we'll
see. Wow. All right.
Yeah, but this is just, let's just keep going. We're good. My internet seems to be okay and my computer's not completely glitching out. If I do disappear, like what happened at the very beginning, then I'll be back. Like the stream should continue, hopefully. Okay. But just hang tight.
So I'll just keep
going. Run the show. Yeah, you just run the show. Yep.
Yeah. So just to let people know what some of the others, you know, what to expect, like this woman. So one of the first things that happens is it impacts the heart, and that's where we love from, and that's where our inner child is, and it's where we hug from. And so my client had really sore arms, like her forearms, especially since she got vaccinated, they always ached. And she went to go see her massage therapist the day after she had the healing done. And she was, her massage therapist, who didn't know, was shocked. And like, I can't believe your upper body's so different. You're much more relaxed. Everything is much more supple and pliable. And she said to me, now her arms don't hurt anymore.
Wow.
So these are the anecdotal things that I've heard back. So again, it's all different. And then there are other people who just said, you know what? I feel more connected. Like everything feels like it's crazy going on around me, but I feel like this trust that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Now, so there's that spiritual part too.
Totally. Now, is this something that you can do remotely? You can set up and do with folks like remotely, or is it an in-person thing really?
The way that this is done is it's meant to be done in person. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I have done is I've offered to fly out to people or have people come to me, but I'll have them, you know, people should call me because, or email me because I can talk to them more about what the options are.
Okay. And so you guys, we do have the episode or the email in the episode description. So if you guys look on Rumble, Rockfin, or if you're listening later, just go to the episode description. We included Lisa's email in there and then a whole bunch of different ways that you can follow her and get in contact with her.
Yeah. And you'll see I have two worlds, right? Because as a coach and a hypnotherapist, if you see my YouTube channel or my LinkedIn or my Facebook, you won't see any of this on there. But I have a Rumble channel where I'm on the Grassroots Warrior Network and Where Truth Lies. And that's really where I put all. And I've interviewed some really amazing people. I'm trying to grow the Where Truth Lies channel. So I've taken all of my interviews from the Grassroots Network and put them there. I've done a lot of interviews with people who've been child trafficked. Wow. A lot of healers, all different backgrounds. So And if anyone has a story that they want to tell, I'll always love to interview people. Here she comes again.
Yeah, it looks like she's on her phone. We'll see if we have any better success with the phone situation, but it doesn't necessarily.
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry. This is so annoying, embarrassing.
It's so unjected. It's so unjected. That's what we like to say when things like this happen. It's so unjected. Like, Lisa, if you had any idea, I can't even begin to describe it. All the people out there, like the conundrums and the weird, spooky things that have happened around us and unjected ever since its inception are just, it would blow your mind. It's almost like, it is almost like a curse, a possession, some sort of strange. It's beyond our ability to comprehend, to the point where we have a verb where we describe it as it's just unjected. It's so unjected when things like this happen.
So unjected. I think I'm here so though unjected.
Look at that.
On my phone. I've got my phone view. What's up, okay, guys? Phone view.
What's up? What's up? I think we got
hey.
It.
Hi,
so, back.
That's amazing. So we were just talking about when she's telling us some anecdotes, some stories, and then how it's mostly, you know, this is an in-person thing, like not really something you can do remotely. So if there is anybody out there listening, watching, please like reach out to Lisa to figure out what your options are, because she sounds like she's always willing to travel. Now, are you in a position, are you hoping to train other practitioners, teach other folks this modality and kind of create a network that way?
So yes, they can go on and I have the information. Poor thing.
Poor show.
So through the Venus Twins, they were the ones, and that you can download it. Now it's on the platform of Reiki. So for people who are Reiki, at least Reiki 2.
Oh, wow.
They can train. Now they offer Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 as part of the training.
Now, hold on. So I know a lot of people who do Reiki. Now, is this Reiki practice? Is it just a coincidence, or is it just happens to be a solution to this problem? Or are the Reiki people super awake and they're totally into this whole vax?
No, there's thing? Not a, they're not awake. Some
okay. So that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
No, no. So there's a lot of healers that I know who are not awake.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was going to say, man, is this, do we have like a whole, base of people that we're not tapped into here? But no, it seems like that's kind of pretty standard in a lot of these communities of people who like to go around acting like they're enlightened and awakened, and they're like, you know, like the hippies and the healers, and it's like, you know, some of them are the most brainwashed, indoctrinated, backed up ones of them all.
I can't begin to tell you how surprised I've been with some of the people who I've seen, you know, really have fallen for it. So what I can tell you is, if anyone is interested in learning it, they can go through and download the course through the Venus Twins. And if you've done Reiki, it's pretty easy to learn. Okay, and it's based in Reiki 2.
I don't know if I have this in the description. Where do we find this Venus Twins information?
All right, I'll get to you.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Venus Twins.
Venus Twins, Sovereign... the course is called Return to Sovereignty. And that's why I put my email is Return to Sovereignty with Lisa.
It's probably not these. It's probably not these guys, this band.
No. Try okay. Return to Sovereignty, but I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But they can download it. And it's a really amazing, powerful training. Doesn't take that long to learn. And then they'll have the ability, must have a strong spiritual foundation.
Right. Is this anything?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, God, return it. To cool. So it's reconnecting people to God sourced.
Beautiful. Wow, look at this. So this is wisdomhealing.com.au.
Yes, they're in Australia.
Okay.
And the story is that these two women lived on the same street for years and had never met. And they were both taking a class and they met each other and discovered they lived like around the corner from each other. And they were both channeling the same information, but separately. Whoa. So there's these two beautiful blonde women, and these are some of the facilitators that are giving their testimonials. And it's a really beautiful healing.
Yeah,
awesome. So you don't have to have the Reiki till it's included in the course. So if you want to learn it, they can.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to talk to people and let them know more about it. There's some criteria in order to go through the healing. There's some things that are important to know. There's and they need to take responsibility. There are no victims in this, right?
Yep.
We took it even though we didn't know it, and we own it, take responsibility, and then we go back to the point before we were given the vaccine. And on top of that, if someone has myocarditis, it requires a second healing.
Okay.
So there's a second
one. Okay. This is fascinating. I love the idea of, you know, it being a, you know, how God plays into this, you know? So this really speaks to me as a person in recovery. So 12-step recovery. So I don't know. Have you ever looked in that, the overlap there?
I've worked with a lot of people with, I have to be careful because I'm not a licensed clinical.
That's fine.
Mental health practitioner, but people who have had those kinds of issues have had help with hypnosis.
Well, what I'm talking about here is the, with the 12-step approach. So I personally am, I'm very involved in the 12-step community. You know, I've sponsored lots of guys over the years. You know, I've got like years and years clean. When I was talking about my clinical job before, that's what I did. I was a drug and alcohol counselor, right? That was my career for many years. And so, you know, a lot of times when people get introduced to the 12-step modality, you know, it's basically a lot of people's objection right out the gate is like, they see the word God, right? Or they see, you know, or it's like higher power. Right. And so there's a lot of resistance right out the gate because of that. So, you know, as like a sponsor or a mentor, like in that community, a lot of that is, you know, kind of explaining what we mean by that in a lot of different ways. And it's like, when you actually look at the 12 steps, like literally it says, okay, it's, and this is interesting because I feel like there's an overlap here. It says, we admitted that we were powerless over, and you can honestly fill in the blank, you know, that's why the 12 steps are cool, is that you can fill in the blank. I feel powerless over the fact that I received this shot, or I have these shots, and that it has made my life unmanageable. And then the second one is, I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I felt like a power greater than me could restore me. You know, you just have that. That's where the faith comes in. It's just like, I just believe, like, you don't really have to do anything. You just believe and have faith in the fact that a power greater than me could restore me. You know,
and then, you are so right. And that's what this healing is all about. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. And then that leads to step three. So they kind of break it down. Steps 1, 2, and 3 are kind of like a module. Right. And like, so 3 is then you made a decision to turn your will over to the care of that God, as we understand that God, right? You know, it could be the resurrection power. I talked to someone recently where it's like, you can, like, that resurrection energy that Jesus, you know, was resurrected, but like that exists in the universe. You can actually consciously tap into that resurrection energy. And that's where a lot of the healing comes from. Like, we can choose to, like, we can make a conscious decision to tap into that healing energy, you know, that the power greater than ourselves, whatever we call it, right? Whether it's God or the universe, whatever, it's like the belief in a power greater than ourselves. And I feel like there's so much value in that, you know, there's a lot of stigma attached to it. A lot of people come from, you know, a world, like when it comes to addiction, they come from a world where it's like, how could a loving God ever allow this to happen to me, sort of thing. And so it takes a while to break down those barriers. But anybody that's out there that's considering this spike protein or this vaccine detox, and immediately your barriers go up around the whole God concept. You know, I just want to encourage you, you know, it's like, it's something that, like, it's, we can make it mean whatever we want it to mean. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like the biblical, like, guy in the sky with the white beard. Like, that's not at all, I'm gathering, that's not necessarily what you're implying here. It's like, it's a very personal thing. Our relationship with a God of our understanding is a very personal thing and a journey, you know? And so, you know, I just hear when you say that in this practice that you're doing, it's just like, well, that's exactly what we talk about in 12 step all the time. Like, that's,
it's exactly, you're exactly right. And it's about the higher power and surrendering, because we believe that miracles happen. Because, you know, when I talk to people, before I had the science behind this, yeah. I had people laugh at me. They're like, well, how do you know? What do you mean? You could just like pray over someone and then this stuff will leave or they're changed. But when I saw the before and the after, it was like a no-brainer to me. And I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea what to expect. I had just been doing this anecdotally and watching the results from people having their experiences. But to have those photos, and, you know, I'm trying to get more. So the more I can get, you know, and people will ask me, what about someone who's with a partner who's vaccinated? And what about shedding and things like that? And currently, I'm unaware. I haven't done a before and after on this, so I can't tell you.
Yeah.
So what I do is I just say, right now I've been trained to work with the vaccinated. Oh, it looks like Scott left too. So I'm running the show by myself. So what I want to tell people about this is that this is the time in our lives that we have to take responsibility for our own lives, take responsibility for what's happened, to us as a whole. And the other thing is, this gives people an opportunity that if they do have vaccine regret from a dating standpoint, a relationship standpoint, if you think about it, it gives them an opportunity to be redeemed, right? I'm not a religious person, but this is like giving people a second chance, because we as humans, we want to do the right thing. We want to do the right thing. And so a lot of people did this because they thought that they were helping out humanity in a crisis.
Yeah.
And here's something else that's interesting. Because I've worked with the subconscious, unconscious mind for 25 years, I know the voice inside my head. And what I'm getting to is, I was driving from Vermont to Massachusetts. And you know those flashing signs that have, you know, like, we watch for motorcycles. They'll see those on the side of the highway. Well, during the lockdowns and during the height of COVID, they had go get your COVID vaccine. So I'm driving on the highway and I'm in the left-hand lane and I hear this voice in my head to go and literally everything I could do to fight it for 5 miles. It was this voice to get off the highway. Wow. And then there was another sign and it happened again. And I'm driving and I'm fighting it again for 5 miles. And I got to my destination and I called my friends. I'm like, I think I'm going crazy. It's like, I heard this voice to get off. And then there's a fellow named Cliff High who I listened to like a month later. And he talked about these satellites that were in the sky called Voice of God. Mm. And so these satellites are projecting through our smart TVs, through our phones, through our computers. And so what's happened is this is how people were getting MK Ultra'd. And that's why, how many of you, I know I've had this experience when you try to present fact in front of people, their eyes will glaze over and they'll look up and they'll change the subject or they get really angry. That's not normal human behavior.
No. I mean, it's, I mean, we've seen it to the max. Like it's the irrational response to, and even more ironically, like what they probably 6 months to a year before COVID would have happened, like they would have been like reacting the exact same way had it been different circumstances. So I'm from Oregon, right? Eugene, Oregon, which is like the hippie capital of the world. And all my, like all the hippie friends, like they were like very anti big corporation, anti big pharma. Like this was like a very core tenet of their belief system. And all of a sudden on the drop of a hat, like they're like the biggest vaccine, big pharma corporate shills that if you disagreed with them, you were like the public enemy number one. Like, I don't know how they got them to do that. Like that is beyond indoctrination and mind control to straight. Like, they got hijacked somehow. So I don't know. Maybe there is something to the whole, like, I don't know, but it didn't affect all of us. Like, I wonder what that is. If they selectively chose who they were going to target, if like some of us actually have like a metaphysical tinfoil hat that protected us from, you know, from any sort of like infiltration of the voice of God technology. Maybe it was like we were on a spiritual plane. Maybe it was some sort of like, because I was on a spiritual path, but I was not I wasn't as like conscious as I feel like I am now, maybe in a lot of ways. Like it definitely woke me up and activated so many things in my life, you know, just in response to the tyranny and the nonsense and just the in your face. And it's so bizarre, like being able to see it and just being so perplexed. It's like, well, if I can see it, how do these people not see what I see? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like this block, like a physical barrier block. It's crazy. So crazy.
It is crazy. The only explanation that I have that I hear over and over again is that there are people called starseeds, and there are people who came in at a different consciousness level to come in because we knew that this was going to happen. Like, I feel like that COVID was a code word that woke a lot of us up.
Yeah.
Like, I remember as soon as I heard that word, I was like, no, that's not a thing. Like, I just knew.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also grateful that I woke up when I did, because I know people who woke up around 9/11. And mm-hmm. I was like, if I had known all of this back then, I don't know how I would have lived those 20 years.
Wow.
Right.
Interesting.
If you think about that, I'm grateful that I woke up the time that I did, because it would have been really hard to live my life,
yeah,
and be around people, knowing what I did. So there were a select few, and the fact that they had the courage to continue on, the David Icke's, the Alex Jones,
yeah,
you know, those people who, you know, were brave enough to talk about aliens, reptilians, and all of these things. And I was like, wow, now I think I have to go back and revisit that.
Absolutely. I mean, now that nothing's off the table now. Now I'm into all of it. I'm into all of it, man. I question absolutely everything, and I'm not settled on anything really. Like, it's just it's been the one thing that has been proven is that it's all a deception. It's all a deception, and really it comes down to some very simple things. Is that, you know, they're all about power, control, and extermination of the human race. Like, once you get into the esoteric side of it, like, you realize their policies and the decision making is slowly inching us towards, you know, the extermination, I guess, not more so the like, they see us humans as like a stepping stone to the next iteration of life forms, and that our job is to create the next iteration of living beings, which are like, you know, computer silicone based, and that we as humans are flawed, and that we need nanoparticles in our blood because our immune system isn't that good. Like, we need like little nanobots that cure us from the inside out, and that we need brain implants to increase our mental capacity. And it's like they don't stop to understand and look at the fact that we as human beings are by far the most advanced technology in the universe that probably ever will be. Like, we are beyond, like, they want so badly to create and replicate what a human being is in a lab or inside of like a computer model system. There's no way they can, you know, the computing processing power is exponentially more powerful than our brains can do, but the symbiosis of all these systems working together, they still have no idea. They have no idea where consciousness comes from. They have no idea where the animating force, the spark that animates all of us comes from. They have no idea. And it drives them crazy to the point where they hate it and they want to destroy it. And it's so shocking. You know what I mean? And so it's like so that's what we are. We're these amazing, beautiful creatures that are just, once we tap into that, then it kind of puts it all into perspective, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the same way. Every time I watch something, and I remember Fall of Cabal, someone sent me Fall of Cabal, the series by Janet Ostenbard, sure. Who's now supposedly recently passed. I'm praying she's in hiding. But she woke me up, and I just kept watching these, you know, her videos one after another. And it was like, yep, I believe it. Yep. I believe it. It almost felt like I was remembering more than just learning new information, but there's shocking stuff out there. And it's amazing how much evil there is and cruelty. So it's really important, if you're not spiritual, to believe in something, to believe in a higher power, believe in something. This is not about religion,
no.
But And I'll tell you a story. I was meditating and praying just a couple weeks ago. I was really struggling with something. And I kept asking my guides to please take this pain from me. And all of a sudden it lifted. And I was like, wow, this is really beautiful. And then it came back. And I was like, wait a minute, why did you give that back to me? You just took it. And they said, we didn't give it back to you. You created it.
Whoa.
And they said, because you're not trusting, you need to trust more. Wow. And so the end game is that we need to surrender and trust, because the more you do, actually, the more happens. And so
I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm in this incredibly odd point in my life where I feel like I've kind of opened myself up in a way that I haven't recently. And then this is not something I've like talked about at all, like in any platform or anything, but I was like, a few weeks ago, I was, it's been a few months, but I was really curious about like the Jesus stuff. Like, I'm like, I'm not a Christian. I don't know anything about this, but I think he sounds like a pretty cool dude. Like, everyone's saying all these things that he said. I want to know what he actually said. So I started listening to the New Testament on audiobook. I found like a podcast version of it. So I started going through it, and like, I'm like maybe halfway through it. I listened to it like at night when I'm kind of winding down. And I'm just like, wow, I feel like there's something weird going on in my life, and it's hard to explain, but I feel like I'm in like this flow state in life in general. And just in the last few weeks, I can't even begin to tell you like life-changing miracles have happened. Like the most unbelievably unfathomable things have happened in my life that I am just beyond my ability to comprehend. And I'm just sitting back and I'm just like in awe of it. And I'm just in a state of gratitude, and I'm just trying to like wrap my mind around it. And I don't know if there's a correlation between the two, that I've opened myself up to this new spiritual thing, but I feel inside so much differently. And on the outside, it is reflecting, and it's so crazy. And it's like, it's hard to explain publicly, but like, you know, I was like, yeah, just the blessing was beyond belief, and I can't even believe it.
Well, it sounds like you've tapped into the Christ consciousness.
Something
right?
crazy is going on, and I'm just in awe of it, and I feel it. It's like a tangible thing, and like a lot of my listeners are gonna be rolling their eyes, think I'm crazy, but I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But if you guys even knew half the stuff that's been happening this last couple of weeks, it would blow your mind into a million pieces. And I'm just like, I don't understand it, but I'm grateful beyond, I'm like humbled and grateful beyond belief. It's just mind blowing right now.
That's amazing. And I will tell you, I've had a similar situation with the activation from doing this course.
Yeah.
My life was changing. And here's the crazy thing, because I have a friend who's an animal psychic. She's an intuitive, an animal. And so my dog is 15. I rescued her 4 years ago. And she wasn't feeling well, and I asked her to check in. So on the day that I did the healing, my dog sent her a message. Animals are interdimensional beings, and they're psychic. She gave the animal communicator a message about me, how my life is about to change. And that was the day I got the results from the healing.
Okay.
And how I was going to, like, this was going to spread all around the world.
Yeah.
I was like, neither one of them would have no way of knowing, right?
Yep, exactly. Well, I mean, we have evidence here. We have evidence to suggest, we saw the slides earlier. Let's look at it again. You know, we have evidence to suggest that we Lisa has like an actual, like, you can go from this to this in 10 days.
Yeah.
For people that are injured from these injections. Yeah, I mean, it's just fascinating. So, you know, we've had a couple people on, talked about, you know, different detox protocols and stuff like that. I think we're having some folks on next week too to talk about a different approach as well. It's like all the more the merrier. But it's like, you know, what's so interesting is that, you know, we're also, another thing we've been doing behind the scenes quite a bit is we're trying to find like a laboratory test where you can send someone's blood in and have it tested to see, you know, for markers or signs of having taking the shot or not. Like, obviously with what we do with Unjected, like if we were able to offer that service, of being able to test whether or not, like, take a blood test to see if someone's actually taking the mRNA shots or not. Like, that would be $1 billion business if there was like a commercially.
That's what the dark field microscopy, you can see, you'll be able to see the graphene oxide and the spike proteins. Now, I saw a video, and I don't know if this is true, but some of the phlebotomists, when they were sending the tests out, were removing the spike proteins and all of that out and sending it back so that the patients were unaware of what was in their blood.
Holy shit. So we're going to have to set up our own labs. Okay, I'm going to get with Shelby on this. I wish she was here because I know she's been on a mission.
Yeah.
To try to find a test that was reliable.
So the live blood, depending upon what state you're in, if it's legal, you might have to cross the border to do it. There was, my friend was like, she knew two people who had them. One left to go to Mexico because she couldn't take it anymore. She left Vermont, and the other one had one, but she was afraid to use it because she was afraid she was going to get in trouble from the state.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have some more research. If you can send me any resources or links about this, I'm totally into it. Like, let's stay in touch about this. Yeah. So amazing stuff. Well, all right, everybody. So, well, is there anything else that you wanted to add or any other final thoughts here?
No, if you have any questions, want to know anything more, I would love to talk to you about it. So please email me. And I'd love to help people. And if they have questions about, you know, me talking to their partner, a loved one, I'm happy to do that as well.
Beautiful. All right, you guys. Well, so all the links to Lisa's, you want to tell us about your podcast real quick? So the Rumble channels are in the episode description, Facebook, email, LinkedIn, everything's in the episode description, guys. So go hit her up.
Yeah, everything's there. So I'd love to hear from you.
Perfect. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Sorry about all the technical difficulties, everybody. Obviously, the demons in the deep state are after us. And so so crazy. So next week, we're talking about a similar topic. So come join us then. And of course, make sure you go check out unjected.com to find your unvaxxed lover and apocalypse partner, and let's get some more unjected babies out there in the universe, folks. That's what we're all about. So all right, everybody, and I speak on behalf of Shelby as well when I say stay natural, stay free, stay unjected. We'll see you next time. Peace.